This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The nation celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The president arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. Meanwhile, the Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at the Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds the nation together. He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the country is privileged to host European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during the Republic Day celebrations. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as the chief guest in today's Republic Day celebrations as an honour of a lifetime. She said, "A successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure, that benefits all of us." US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both countries and their people. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day today. President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. Akashvani celebrated Republic Day at its headquarters in New Delhi today. On the occasion, talking to the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program is emerging as a platform that recognizes and amplifies the positive contributions of people from every section of society across the country. He highlighted that the Mann Ki Baat program is serving as a medium to bring light to the positive work. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the passing of former Deputy Director of the Central Institute of Classical Tamil and Tamil scholar Dr. Gnanasundaram. In a social media post, the Vice President described Dr. Gnanasundaram as a scholar who inspired thousands of students with a passion of Tamil. Cambodia will host the 2031 Asian Youth Games as per a release from the National Olympic Committee of Cambodia. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 15 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara tonight. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 184 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.